Officer Radio Network. We're glad that you've joined us today as we continue our broadcast again this week from the road as we are winding up, wrapping up our extensive four-week journey on the road. We have had several federal contracts as well as contracts with Indian nations. We've been able to assist almost 50 security personnel, law enforcement, and public safety officers in a number of states. And we have been really having a great time meeting all of these new folks as well as assisting them with their training needs. We're going to talk a little bit more about that as we move into the show. But I also want to bring some unfortunate news, as we often have to during our radio programs. Of course, you're probably aware, if you do receive our news, breaking news, newsletters, just a few days ago in Suitland, Maryland, just outside the capital of the U.S., a private contract security officer working on a federal contract at the U.S. Census Bureau was shot and killed. The security officer evidently interrupted a domestic dispute, which actually was a kidnapping in progress. Maybe he just wasn't aware of the seriousness of the issue. And as I often tell people, you know, you're often walking into a situation, you think that it's one thing. It appears to be one thing. It appears to be just maybe a dispute, when actually it's totally something different, as was the case here in Maryland, where the security officer was in the middle of a kidnapping gone wrong, and the suspect shot and killed the security officer. The suspect then fled the property, rolling through the streets of Maryland and D.C., shooting at police, injuring one other police officer before being taken into custody, shot himself. Just a very tragic event. The 59-year-old security officer was just recently identified, and as soon as we confirm the information, we'll be posting that on our Officer Dom Memorial page at privateofficer.com. Also this month, we'll be releasing a brand new study, a 15-year study of the number of security officers that have been killed in the line of duty. The methods in which they've been killed, the type of assignments that they've been working on, and the most dangerous states and areas to be working as private security officers, loss prevention agents, or public safety. It's very tragic anytime that we hear that a security or public safety officer has been injured or killed. But as we have repeatedly stated, unfortunately, this is commonplace. It's not just an every once in a while occurrence. It's not just a, you know, occasional situation, but it is happening more and more and more. While I won't reveal the number of security officers killed in the last 15 years here tonight on this radio program, we will reveal it in the press release later this month. And it's astounding when you look at the numbers and look at the number of injured and the number of workplace violence. I'm sure that the security officer in Suitland, Maryland, thought he was working in a safe environment, a large federal complex. Maybe he thought something could go awry involving a terrorist one day. Maybe he thought he would have an occasional dispute. And maybe he dealt with minor situations, parking infractions, and maybe a trespass here and there. But certainly he didn't think, I'm going to wake up today, and I'm going to be in the middle of a kidnapping, and I'm going to be shot to death. The one thing that I want people to understand Now, more than ever, you can't assume that any property that you're working on is safe. You can't assume that unarmed security is all that's necessary for that assignment. And you can't assume ever that you have enough training to handle every situation. Because after 40 years, I don't have enough training. In fact, this month is 41 years. And I still hunger for updated training. Officer safety techniques, defensive tactics, understanding the human being, body language. When we think that we know it all, when we think that we are it all, when we think we have it all, when we think we've gone through just enough training, whether it was 40 hours or 400 hours, that's when we set ourselves up to be hurt or killed in the line of duty. Terrible, terrible tragedy that happens way too often and is taken almost for granted. Please keep the family of this security officer in your prayers and thoughts, and remember, training, preparation, and having the right mindset is the only thing that will keep you safe in this day and age. No matter what your job, no matter what your assignment, no matter if you're retail security, office public safety, hospital public safety, it doesn't matter. These things are happening everywhere. Domestic violence at the workplace, I think, is at an all-time high. I've looked at OSHA stats. I've looked at the U.S. Department of Labor. They agree. Workplace violence, domestic violence at the workplace, all related, and definitely on the rise. So be looking for that email. Be looking for that press release. Security officer deaths. A study of 15 years coming out this month. All right, now for some good news. We do have good news in our programs, and as you may not tell, I'm not sure. Probably you can. We have been traveling and talking for 3.5 weeks, and we have myself and several other instructors have, unfortunately, got some laryngitis going on. We also have head colds, one of our instructors and myself included. We also have a sinus infection. We've gone from temperatures of down in the low teens to upper 88, 90 degree weather in our travels. So besides being in front of a classroom 5, 6, 7 days a week for almost a month, and the variable temperatures and the travel, of course, this is sinus and hay fever season anyways. You get all those things combined, and, well, this is the result, unfortunately. One of my instructors has it worse than we do. I do. He is currently home in bed, but we're traveling on for another few days. But now for the good news. If you thought that was the good news, no, it's not. Good news. This is the 2015 Private Officer Awards Month. Every year in April, we allow employers, coworkers, colleagues to submit others for a variety of awards, whether it be because of their loyalty and dedication, or maybe they did some life-saving intervention or some other meritorious things that happened during the past year, and they should be recognized. We also allow for individuals to self-submit as long as you complete the application and submit a report to the incident. These awards are very valuable for the individual, the company that's employing that individual, and the public to understand all of the things security officers get involved in as a regular daily duty. If you have not submitted your nomination for the 2015 Private Officer Awards, please do so no later than April the 20th. The awards will be announced on April the 25th. If you need the application, go to our website at privateofficer.com or send an email to the help desk. Remember, the help desk is your 24-hour contact. They're your point of contact 7 days a week. Help desk at privateofficer.com. As always, we have a lot happening here at the Private Officer International offices, as well as our sister company, Armor College, which, have you heard? Hey, you. Have you heard? Armor College is expanding. Really? It's exciting news, all the contacts that we're receiving from all over the U.S. and several countries are interested in opening their own Armor College Public Safety School. Go to our website at armorcollege.org today and fill out the application if you're interested in becoming a franchisee of Armor College. What does that mean? What does that entail? Well, first of all, franchisee is, well, it's one of us. We give you all of the training required. We provide you all the materials, all the curriculum, all the products, the whole formula to begin your own Armor College campus. And if you currently have a private security school, then this is a fantastic add-on for you. In addition, that really will bring in more students, enhance your income, and make you more recognizable in your community. Armor College offers EMS, fire service, private security investigations, bail enforcement, criminal justice, law enforcement, legal, and medical curriculum only. Everything public safety under one roof. And that's why people are excited. That's why people like it. Because you're going to be able to get a student in your classroom who's in there for one specific course, and you'll be able to assist him to go the next level. He may be there for a security officer basic course, then become an EMT. Many law enforcement, security officers, firefighters, obviously they work multiple jobs, and they are required to have multiple certifications. Please go to our website at armorcollege.org today if you'd like more information, or give us a call at area code 704-831-8109. Area code 704-831-8109. And just before we go to break, I want to say that we're very happy to be partners with Guardian 8 Less Lethal Weapons. They offer a very technical, safe, non-lethal weapon for especially campus and hospital security, but it's also very useful for all armed and unarmed officers. Check them out today at Guardian8.com. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Ask any of these people. They've been given a second chance at life through organ and tissue donation. But there are more than 84,000 Americans waiting for life-saving transplants. 17 people die every day, waiting. I didn't know this until I lost my best friend, Lyric. She gave the gift of life to 5 people. That's why I've become an organ donor, too. One decision saves so many lives. Donate life.
Hi, my name is James. I ride a bus to school every day.
When you see a stop school bus with its lights on and stop sign out, remember the following. When the road has two lanes, all the cars in both directions must stop. When the road has more than one lane and the center is paved, all vehicles in both directions must stop. When the road has an unpaved space, like grass or dirt or a raised barrier, the vehicles behind the bus must stop. Cars going the opposite direction can go, but must proceed with caution. So if you remember these rules, my friend and I will get to school and home safely every day. Stop on red, kids ahead.
Announcements here for our second part of this week's Private Officer Beat Radio Show, right here on the all-new Public Safety Radio. We're glad that you're joining us from wherever you might be and whatever time it might be, whether you're listening on demand after the program has been recorded and broadcasted, or if you're listening live. We appreciate having you along with us here on this week's episode. Now, as we stated in the first part of this program, we are traveling, and as we have been for almost a month, and soon to be home again for a few weeks anyways. But we are traveling right now, even as we record this episode of the Private Officer Beat. We talked about the great things happening with Private Officer International and also some upcoming events over the last few weeks. Something that you may not be aware of is that we actually just ordered and should receive in the next few days the brand new, beautiful Private Officer Patch. The Private Officer Patch is reflective of the new POI design that came out about 6 months ago. It's a multicolor, embroidered, circular patch, which you can certainly apply on your hats or shirts, jackets, other garments. It is it has a plastic back, which makes it easier to sew on, and it's a long-lasting patch. Be sure to get yours today by going to the privateofficer.com website or simply by sending an email to the helpdesk@privateofficer.com, and they'll send you an online electronic invoice where you can pay for your patch, and we'll ship it out to you in the next few days. We should have those in-house probably within a few days to a week at the most. They replaced that order several weeks ago after several revisions of the design. But once we worked that out, that we did place the order, and you know what? That patch goes beautifully with that brand new POI lapel pins. If you haven't already ordered your lapel pin, you definitely want to do that today. In fact, go ahead and order a couple of them, because we always lose those things, and this way you'll have a spare, or maybe you want one for your uniform, and then one for your off-duty wear. Check them out today at privateofficer.com. Even better yet, We always got a deal, always got a special going here at the POI. Even better yet, we have right now a special offer. Two of the brand new POI patches and two of the brand new POI lapel pins for just $35. And that includes free shipping, believe it or not. Now, lapel pins are $15 each. So, can you imagine? You're going to get two lapel pins, two patches for $35 and free shipping. We call that the super spectacular bargain. Take advantage of that quickly today because it's not going to be around forever. As you can see, at $35 for four pieces, which normally go, for 15 bucks each, it's a substantial savings. Order them today online at privateofficer.com or send us an email at thehelpdesk@privateofficer.com. And yes, someone asked, do we have quantity prices? And the answer, yeah, we do. If you'd like to order 5 or 10 or 20 for your employees, your coworkers, or for gifts, they make beautiful gifts for those in private security and public safety. Order as many as you like, and we will give you a price break. Just send an email to the help desk, help desk, help desk, at privateofficer.com. Everything that you want to know, every type of assistance that you want to have, anytime, day or night, 24/7, 365 days a year, even holidays, all that you have to do is contact our wonderful people at the help desk at privateofficer.com. Now, if they can't answer your question, they will refer your email to the appropriate person, and I guarantee you that they will get back with you within no more than 24 hours, and more than likely within just a couple of hours. So any time that you need any information or assistance, please feel free to contact us at the help desk at privateofficer.com. By the way, as we talk about privateofficer.com, we are undergoing again some reconstruction, some remanufacturing, some redesigning. Check it out today at privateofficer.com. We're having a wonderful time meeting new friends, recruiting new members, and opening new chapters during the last 3 to 4 weeks. And we're actually talking to someone today about a new chapter in Tennessee. And we also are talking, having a meeting today with someone about a brand new college campus, brand new Armor campus, coming soon to an area near you if you live in Tennessee. We won't tell you all of those details just quite yet, but we are excited because we have always wanted, right from the beginning, to have many, many campuses in Tennessee, and it looks like it's going to work out fine. We're also in negotiations in Illinois and Missouri with a company who would like to open up a campus in Illinois and Missouri, and we hope that that works out, but we don't want to spoil it. No spoiler alerts here. So before we tell you all of those details, we want to confirm and make sure that, it's good, that everything is in place. Just be aware that Armor College is probably coming to a location near you as more and more people are looking into the advantages of Armor College. Now, Armor College is really very unique. There's not many colleges that are completely public. public safety related. Yes, your local community college probably has a criminal justice program. Local community colleges have begun recently in some areas offering security officer training. So some schools do offer that. Some community colleges are beginning to offer EMT or programs within the fire service, but not many. In fact, we have not found one, and we looked long and hard, but we have not found one type of college, community, university, technical college. We've not found one that offers the array of public safety, law enforcement, private security, fire service, EMS, medical and legal programs, certifications like we do. Armor College truly is unique. Check it out today at armorcollege.org. In fact, we offer a couple of very unique things. We've talked about this numerous times over the last year, but one of the things that we're very proud to say is that we are one of only five colleges in the U.S. that is an authorized licensed training academy or facility for Rescue 3 International. Rescue 3 International is the accrediting body for water safety, water rescue. They teach ice rescue, swift water rescue to first responders, law enforcement, fire, and EMS personnel around the world. Not just in the U.S. In fact, they have trainers in South America, Brazil, and many countries, and it's really exciting to have been selected to be one of only five colleges that are permitted to call themselves an authorized training facility for Rescue 3 International. In fact, we're putting together two water rescue classes right now in Virginia and Alabama, in the Mobile Bay area of Mobile, Alabama. And we're also looking at scheduling some high angle rescue and some other fire service classes, which are also offered by Rescue 3 International. Now, we discussed a few weeks ago, and we also sent out an email, that we are also very excited to have partnered up with the American Red Cross. I have worked with the American Red Cross numerous years. In fact, I started when I was just 15, and they are a great organization. But more than that, we have recently become an authorized training facility for the American Red Cross, and much, much more than just first aid and CPR. We actually can offer almost 50 courses, everything from lifeguard to certified nurse's assistant, certified daycare, certified babysitter, water safety, wildlife, wilderness, first aid, and the American Red Cross has just put together a brand new 40-hour first responder first aid course, which I think is going to be spectacular for basic first responders, industrial security, and industrial applications, as well as some volunteer fire departments who don't have EMTs or want all of their people to have some level of first aid training. This is an excellent course. We'll be able to offer it any place in the U.S. because we are what? We are an authorized training facility. The American Red Cross allows us to be able to offer these courses in every state, so we're very, very, very excited about that. If you would like to become a regional trainer in EMS, first aid, CPR, use of force, workplace violence, or general instructor, send an email to the help desk at armor.com. armorcollege.org. That's right, not private officer, but armorcollege.org. Help desk at armorcollege.org. Armor College and Private Officer are sister companies, and although they are similarly owned, they are separate entities, separate corporations, and located in two completely different states. And the reason why we did that was for that separation aspect, because they are completely different businesses, although, as you know, they are owned by the same people. We have a lot of opportunities, folks. I mean, I can't stress it. I can't say it enough. I can't scream it enough, especially today because I have the flu still. But we have a lot of opportunities for anyone interested in education, anyone who's interested in owning their own business. Armor College is a fantastic business for you to own. You're able to do the things that you love, such as instruct. You're able to give back to the community. You're able to provide for your family, and you're able to be an entrepreneur without having to do it all yourself, without having to come up with all the ideas, all the training, all the support, all the legal information. You don't have to do that with a franchise at Armor College. Check them out today. Submit your application at armorcollege.org. I'm telling you, folks, we've got so many different things happening, so many opportunities, and we want to take you along with us on this journey. We're excited, and if you're a POI member, you're definitely a top priority with us. You're part of the family, and we want you to get involved. Anybody else listening, of course, we want you to be involved also. Just contact us at the help desk at armorcollege.org. We have a lot more to share with you tonight as we continue with tonight's episode of the Private Officer Beat. Again, we're going to take a quick break. Not too long. Just a very quick break. We're going to listen to a couple of PSAs. I'm going to have a swig of water. Well, I do have some hot tea over here as well. I guess I'll drink this hot tea with lemon. They say, and I don't know if it's true or not, but they say hot tea and lemon when you have the flu does wonders. I have tried it a time or two. I can't really say that it did wonders, but it felt good going down. So I guess that's all that matters. We're going to take a break, and we're coming right back. You're listening to the Private Officer Beat on the all-new Public Safety Radio.
On and slipped into those high heels. She's got a couple new guys blowing up her phone, and she loves the way that feels. You never know she was going through a breakup. There ain't a single tear mixing up her
Last time you partied, how much did you have to drink? One, two, more? For most people, anything over just two drinks, even beer, and you're likely over the legal amount to drive. What else does the number two mean? Well, that's how many minutes an alcohol-related car accident happens in this country. You know what else two is? That's the amount of times you can be charged with the same DUI. That's because you'll likely have to go before a civil and military court. How many years have you served? Is your career worth two drinks? APHIS reminds you this holiday season, don't drink and drive. It's just not worth it.
All right, we are back again live here on the Private Officer Beat on the all-new public safety radio station, right here. You know, you may not have known this, but we were broadcasting live a short time ago from our vehicle while we were traveling to Nashville, Tennessee, where we had several meetings in Tennessee, as well as a chapter meeting that we were attending. And we had a great time traveling. It was, for the most part, a nice journey. Did run into a little bit of rain. But we were able to attend the meeting. We were able to attend the chapter. And now we're recording this part. Well, we're in Music City. I won't tell you where. I'm not in my car. But we are recording this live from Nashville, Tennessee. And I'll tell you what, this has been just a great day. And we have really, really enjoyed ourselves. We've met some nice new folks and had an opportunity to conduct business. And we've had special speakers at the chapter meeting. And it was great. In fact, well, at the Nashville chapter meeting tonight, we actually had two federal probation agents who came and spoke with us about the federal probation system, the federal parole system. And we learned, of course, that there are, you know, a lot of people on probation and parole. what a shock that was, huh? Also, we have pretrial federal probation officers. Those take care of all the people that are yet to be tried. And then we have post-conviction federal probation officers, and they supervise all of those who have come out after they've been incarcerated and served part of their sentence, and they've been given probation or parole. So it was very interesting. It was a lovely evening and really enjoyed myself tonight. And look forward to our continuing friendship with these federal probation officers. We actually met those, Mike Thornhill and myself, met them during the gang convention in Chattanooga, Tennessee last year. And that's how we got contact with them. And through Mike's networking with those officers during the last year, we had them scheduled to come out and talk with us, and they did a little PowerPoint presentation as well, and it just went superb. It went fantastic, and we look forward to having them come back again, and definitely we'll be maintaining contact with them. And, you know, Mike Thornhill and other chapter managers, that's something that they do, is they network with people throughout their community, both those in the private security field, as well as those who might be in law enforcement, medical services, emergency operations, all sorts of things that relate to public safety. And it's a big contribution to the POI organization to have people like that out in your local community. So as we said earlier, if you're interested in becoming a chapter manager, send us an email at the helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. In fact, we're talking right now with several folks in Arkansas and soon in Memphis and several other cities about starting a chapter there. And I am so happy that after a brief discussion, well, it wasn't really brief. After several months, I guess, of communication back and forth, we have a brand new chapter in Knoxville, Tennessee. And so we'll announce that right now. Denise and Eddie Howell, the owners of Diligence Training and Security in Knoxville, Tennessee, are the latest chapter presidents. Yay! And they're opening, or actually they already have, as of now, opened a new chapter, Chapter 315. It's a second chapter located in Tennessee. And Tennessee really is near and dear to my heart because, as you may know, if you are a POI member or listen to my radio show frequently, after I left law enforcement the first time, I opened a security company in Nashville, Tennessee in 1986-87, and lived there for many years, love Nashville, still frequent it as much as possible, and it's a whole lot more than country music. It just has so much to offer. And so I'm really happy about having an additional chapter in the Tennessee state, the volunteer state, and we're looking forward to possibly opening another one in Memphis, and there may be another one on the horizon, but I'll save that one until later, until I can confirm it. You know what they say, you don't really want to let the cat out of the bag just yet. Sometimes it's better to hold off. Some people believe that if you tell people things before they are ready, that it just causes things to go the opposite direction. So, well, we'll tell you more about what's happening in Tennessee and other markets coming up in the upcoming radio shows. We did open a brand new chapter in South Africa and a brand new chapter on the Indian Nation in Northwest Montana while we were there training a few weeks ago. And so things are moving right along. I mean, it's very tough. It really is very tough to manage chapters because they're like having businesses in multiple states that you're not able to go to on a regular basis. And that's why it's very important that we put good people, trustworthy people in those positions. And we're very excited about the relationships that we're developing and the management people that we have in place in the various chapters. But if you would like to have a chapter, we're still open in further expanding our chapters, our reach in other areas, other states. Send us an email at thehelpdesk@privateofficer.com. There is a small application that you fill out. And someone asked the other day, actually, how much does it cost? How much is this going to put me in the hole for? Nothing. There's no cost of opening a chapter. There is a basic application and a background check. And basically, you know, we'll walk you through the steps. There's a responsibility to have a meeting every month, just like any other organization, association. And again, start right now by sending an email to thehelpdesk@privateofficer.com. You can also go to privateofficer.com/chapters. That's going to bring up more information and an audio on how to get started. We are really excited because so much is happening here at Private Officer International and Armor College. And of course, we want you to be involved as well. Also, we are looking for regional general instructors, the RGIs. They cover an area where they live. So if you live in Tennessee, you might cover Tennessee, Kentucky, and possibly Alabama. And we provide you with assignments and we provide you with training. But if you're interested, send an email to helpdesk@privateofficer.com along with your resume. We're also looking for health services instructors. Health service instructors, we certify you in CPR, first aid response, general health services, and a number of other health-related courses that we offer. And if you're interested in just doing health services, then contact us. Where else? Helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Send your resume, and we'll be glad to arrange either a interview conference call or an interview by video and get that process rolling for you. Just so much happening. We also talked about in the first segment about awards and so forth. And this is an exciting time of year for me because I love to reward people. And if you haven't already sent in your nomination for your coworker, your employee, your employer, or even self-nominated, do it now. Go to our website, privateofficer.com, or send us an email. Where? At the help desk. Helpdesk@privateofficer.com. tomorrow, the 20th, will be, or on the 20th, will be the last day that you can submit your nominations. On April the 25th is when we will announce all of the recipients of the 2015 Private Officer Awards. Don't miss out on this opportunity to be recognized, to recognize your employer, your employee. Submit it today. Send an email to the help desk at privateofficer.com. Privateofficer.com. All right. I'm telling you, POI recognizes people all year long, and it's just what we do. It's what it's all about, and it really makes me really happy and excited that we can recognize people on a yearly basis. Besides the award certificate or plaque, they get their names on our website. We send out a press release. We send information to about 120 news organizations. And it's just something that I think this is just a big part of what we do. Whether you're a member or not, you don't have to be a POI Association member to be nominated or receive an award. So again, if you haven't already done this, send your nomination to helpdesk@privateofficer.com. helpdesk@privateofficer.com. So much coming up. We have this week also, we'll be releasing our 15-year injury and death report that we have worked on for quite some time. And we'll be announcing another Armour College campus opening. We'll announce that in the next week or two. We also have a three-day retreat coming up in the mountains of Virginia. That's been pushed ahead a little bit, so that'll be later in the year. We'll be bringing you more information about that. If you're not already a member of POI, we encourage you to go to our website at privateofficer.com. Join today. There are tons of benefits, discounts, support, you name it, we do it for you. Well, that's all for tonight's radio show here on the Private Officer Beat. We're glad that you were here. We're glad that we're here. And we're glad for all the great things that our members are doing with us, for us, and together we can make a difference. That's all for tonight's episode of the Private Officer Beat here on the Public Safety Radio. God bless, be safe, and we'll see you right back here on the radio.